And you're listening to member-supported Red River Radio, a public radio service of LSUS. You're tuned to KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria, Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado, Magnolia, and KLDN, Lufkin, Nacogdoches. You can find us online at redriverradio.org. And it's right at 10 o'clock, our spring fun drive continuing here at Red River Radio. Looking for you to make a contribution right now to keep great programming, great classical music on the air. And joining me in the studio, in the control room part of studio, I should say, Steve Aiken, who of course is artistic director of Shreveport Opera. And Steve's got a little bit of a surprise for us here. Well, it's not a surprise. We promote it, but we can pretend it's a surprise.
I do because
it's a surprise for me, because it's the first time I get to hear this quartet together. But anyway, Steve.
Yeah, our resident artists are here, formerly known as Sox. I guess I have to say it that way, but they're known as Sox. Our Sox artists. Out there in the studio is our pianist Ah Young Kim, and our tenor is Cameron LaPriore, our baritone is Spencer Reichman, our soprano is Karina Brazis, our mezzo is Megan Folkerts, and we are thrilled that they're all here. And in fact, we love coming on to the station and doing live performance. It's interesting, just about 1 minute ago, our tenor said, "Hey, what order are we singing of the things we're going to sing?" And so I should tell everybody out there that live is great, because we kind of just ran through very, very quickly what we might be singing. And but first off, we're going to have them singing something from the musical Chess.
Okay.
I'm going to let them just go right at it.
Powers be free.
Yay. All right. Hey, incredible.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Absolutely great. And, you know, from a musical that we don't really get to hear much of very often, it kind of remains somewhat in obscurity.
Yeah.
Chess.
Yeah. I don't... Well, I didn't hear it until it was introduced to me by you, actually.
Well, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's true. We did a joint concert together some years back. But anyway, we're listening to the resident artist, what we call Shreveport Opera Express,
right?
Of Shreveport Opera, and these singers come and they spend a season or longer with Shreveport Opera doing a gazillion performances.
Yeah, we're so fortunate to have these folks come into Shreveport Bossier and be with the opera company for a season. And every year I'm just amazed by the talent that, you know, we're fortunate to have. These folks, I wish I could say and take credit for their skill and talent, but I can't. I'm just fortunate that they're able to come here and be with our opera company. Well, next, I think what we want to do, because your audience isn't listening in to hear me talk, I have to say.
Well, compared, and nothing personal, Steve, but compared to the singing?
I guess you're right. So, Karina, are you over there? I can't see you because of sitting.
I'm here.
Hot diggity. Why don't you tell us what you're going to sing?
So this first piece I would like to sing for you is from the opera Romeo and Juliet by Gounod. Obviously, that's not a super happy story, but this particular aria comes from the beginning of the opera, right when Juliet has entered the party that her father's throwing, and this is right before she meets Romeo. Oh,
music of Charles Gounod from Romeo and Juliet. That's exactly Juliet's first aria in the opera, and sung by Karina Brazis. Is it Brazis?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Brazis. For the entire season, I've been saying Brazis, and I found out that that's wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said it first when you got here, so I didn't do
I am such a loser, truly a loser. And, you know, she was kind enough to never correct me, so.
Well, in any case, Karina, the soprano of the quartet, the resident artists of Shreveport Opera. That was terrific.
I have to clarify, I mentioned kind of in passing, formerly known as Sox. I did that as a joke to Prince, formerly known. And
you have to be Sox guys because, you know, we have these designs.
Today, that's
because,
right.
You know, you inspired us.
So you have to be.
We've got Red River Radio socks here.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. A $100 gift gets you socks.
Yes.
And socks. So
that's,
there you go.
Socks for socks.
Socks.
So get your socks while socks
that's
is singing.
Right. It's kind of a pair of socks this morning.
That's true.
That's right. That's right. They should be wearing these socks.
We'll get socks for you all.
I think we
will do that before you're out of here. By the way, you can get two pair for $150.
Hey.
So it's a bargain.
I love that.
So there you go.
Hey. Okay, so they are not on air to hear you speak either.
All
so
right,
I'm just going to say that.
I'll shut up.
So we're
right.
going
to. Can I give the phone number once?
Yes.
All right, the phone number 800-552-8502. Make your contribution to Red River Radio, keeping great programming on the air, including live music. Now's a great time to do that. Show these wonderful performers that that you love hearing live music, live operatic.
That's
music
right.
on the air here on Red River Radio, 800-552-8502. All
right, there you I'll go. Shut up. And Spencer is going to sing something that is not operatic, and I'll just tell Spencer right now that, Spencer, you don't even need to introduce this because I think people will know it, and if they don't know it, they're going to have to call up here and make a pledge. There you go.
Springtime, summer, winter of all.
right. I recognize that one.
There you go. From
Camelot.
The opera Camelot.
Yeah.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Good job, Spencer.
It's Reichman?
Reichman.
Yep. All right. Spencer Reichman, the baritone with Shreveport Opera's resident artist. And I got to say, all of these being accompanied by your pianist, Ah Young Kim.
Yeah, Ah Young Kim. And we're thrilled that she's going to be with us for a few years. I don't think she even can hear me right now.
She can see. She's waving.
Yeah,
we'll wave back at her. She knows something's going on. You guys can tell her we're talking about her.
Yeah. And it's all good.
It's all good.
Hey.
I was going to say, we're in our spring fundraiser here at Red River Radio. We're having live music, and we do this often in the evenings, but one thing that's very special is when we get to have music during the daytime, classical music, and that's what we're doing right now with Shreveport Opera right now. You can make a contribution in support of the music on Red River Radio by calling 800-552-8502. If you want to go online, go to redriverradio.org and make
a
contribution.
This aria is in the very beginning of the opera. It's sung by the Sarah, the Duchess of Nottingham, who in her former life was a lover to Roberto Devereux, but now he's come back and she can't be with him, so she sings the aria all'afflitto, which basically means to the afflicted, tears are the sweetest thing.
mezzo-soprano Megan Folkerts from Shreveport Opera, singing music of Donizetti that you don't always get to hear from Roberto Demereau, but and I actually don't know the name of the aria.
Alaflito.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. But in any case, here we're listening to live music in our Weiss Performance Studio here at Red River Radio. Very exciting to have all these wonderful singers here. And I hope you're appreciating that as you're listening. They are here to try to encourage you to make a contribution. And I hope you will do that. It's great to be mesmerized by the music and sit and listen to it. But I hope this inspires you to make a call now.
The fact of the matter is, it's such a great gift to have this right here in Shreveport. It's such a great gift to have this right now in the studio. I mean, what a great thing. It's great for the performers. It's great for the audience. It's great for us. I mean, we just sit here and are mesmerized ourselves, you know. So, well, we're just going to move on. In fact, Cameron, I think, is there.
Hi there, yes.
Good. Well, why don't you go ahead and give us a little note about what we're going to hear.
Sure. In this next English aria from Bolcom's A View from the Bridge, the Italian immigrant, Rodolfo, he's a young Italian immigrant who's suffered some prejudice in America, and he's reflecting on his home in Sicily, and he's basically reminiscing about his home, and despite its beauty and despite its majesty, nothing compares to New York and the New York lights. This is New York Lights from Bolcom's A View from the Bridge.
New York lights.
New York Lights, the music of William Bolcom from A View from the Bridge, which is Bolcom's setting of the Arthur Miller story by the same thing. And if I'm not mistaken, that opera, it's I think it has its 20th anniversary coming up next year.
Boy, it's hard to believe.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, you think of it just being, in a way, brand new. But I guess in the world of opera, it is brand new.
Yeah, I mean, it premiered long before. I remember when the Met did it, and the Met did it not quite that far back in their production. But that's a great piece. It's a great story. It's a great play, first of all.
Yeah.
To start with, but Cameron Le Priore singing for us today. So.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I think you got the pretty Lo Priore.
Lo Priore. Eh?
Yeah, very nice.
It's Italian, done. So you just pronounce everything.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
There you go. The other nice thing, Cameron's a Louisiana boy, which makes me happy.
I forgot that.
He's a New Orleans.
You are, aren't you?
He's
yeah.
a New Orleans.
Born and raised.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to bring them all in and have them sing a little something from that very famous opera, West Side Story.
Great.
How cool is that? Yeah.
Terrific.
There we go.
Vengeance are gonna have their way tonight. The sharks are gonna have their day tonight. The Puerto Rican poker go down, and when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town. We're gonna hand him a surprise tonight. We're gonna cut him down to size tonight. Said okay, no rumpus, no tricks, but just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix. Tonight, we're gonna rock it tonight, we're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. They're gonna get it tonight, the more they turn it on, the harder they fall. Well, they began it, well, they began it, and we're the ones to stop it once and for all.
a little bit of West Side Story, some Leonard Bernstein. Hey, that was incredible, guys. Absolutely incredible. We're listening to the resident artist of Shreveport Opera singing for you from West Side Story, Karina and Megan and Cameron and Spencer accompanied, and got that, and that is a hard piano part in West Side Story, Ah Young Kim on piano.
Yeah, pretty great, huh? I was going to say I can sing like that, but I can't sing like that.
Actually, know. Everybody, he can.
No, he can't.
He can be shy. I've heard him sing many times.
See,
mine tends to have a little bit of a warble in it when I do things, but that's all right. You know, it's perfectly fine. I would be the worst sock singer if I was a sock singer.
There is a place for warblers. Yeah. It tends to be on bird calls, but that's all right.
There you go.
There you go.
I would be the wool socks of sock singers. So there you go. Hey, we have a name here.
William Peters.
William, hey, thanks so much. Appreciate the gift. And also Maurice Williams says he's saying, thanks, socks. We love performance today. The Met Opera, TED Talks, you know, a lot of things, American Roots, Snap Judgment. Thanks so much for that gift. We really appreciate it.
We do indeed. And here's the number for you to make your gift, 800-552-8502. You can go online at redriverradio.org. You can get to that website either on your computer or your mobile device. Doesn't matter. I've had a number of guests during this fun drive so far, and everybody's making their contributions using their phones. And evidently, it's very easy to do. So call us, 800-552-8502, especially now. While we've got such great performers in our studio here, they're here to encourage you to do that. It's great listening to them perform, and really very inspiring. But they're here as a little bit of incentive for you. So make your call now, 800-552-8502.
There you go. And Karina, I think you're up next, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing?
The next piece I'll sing for you is from a musical called The Most Happy Fella by Frank Lesser. This is a beloved golden era musical, and this piece is called Somebody Somewhere.
Wanting to be wanted, needing to be needed. That's what it is. That's what it is.
some wonderful music by Lesser. Steve, we were just talking off mic a little bit. Not that we weren't listening, because that was absolutely gorgeous, yeah. Karina. But that's a musical that's not done very frequently.
It's a beautiful musical. It's got great music in it, but so many people don't know it, and it's hard to do. But boy, it's a heart-wrenching musical. Yeah, it's really something. Hey, and a buddy called. I just love this.
Okay.
Mitzi Kilpatrick. Mitzi, thank you so much. You and KD do so much in this community, and I want to say thanks for that gift. That they are. Mitzi does University First Presbyterian Church in Shreveport and is a friend of the opera's and a board member at the opera, and I love the fact that she's listening right now, and we can't thank you enough for your gift. We'd love that.
Absolutely true.
They're
absolutely.
The
and here's the number if you want to call, 800-552-8502, and I hope you will. Support all the programming here. We have to raise, you know, like $1 million each and every year just to stay in operation.
Right.
And we're not asking you to pay all of it. I've said this before, if someone wants to write $1 million check, I'm not going to turn it down.
That's right.
As long as it clears.
That's right.
However, the reality of the situation is most likely we're going to do this one step at a time, one contribution at a time. That's how it's always worked, and that's what we're doing right now. So you're next in line. If you haven't called yet, call right now while this great music is going on. 800-552-8502.
And I think it's in your bylaws that if you do get $1 million check, that 50% of it goes immediately to the opera. Isn't that right? Isn't that in your bylaws?
You must be looking at a different set of bylaws than we have here. We'll talk about this a little bit later on.
Hey, no. Only coffee. Only coffee.
All right.
Hey, Spencer, I think, aren't you up?
Sure.
Yeah.
He is now.
Yeah, there you go.
What are we going to hear?
So this is a very fun piece from Fiddler on the Roof. If I were a rich man, normally I usually throw in a little something about, oh, you know, support the arts, but I think they're getting enough from y'all.
If I were a rich man, I'd diddle diddle digga digga diddle diddle dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I'd diddle diddle digga digga diddle diddle dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, I'd diddle 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 man. I'd build a great big house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. Chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each rat quack and hook and gobble and squeak will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say he lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, idle diddle diddle digga digga diddle diddle dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Idle diddle diddle digga digga diddle diddle dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man. I see man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Boy, what a happy one she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to.
make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. 'Cause when you're rich, they think you really know. The sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, idle, deedle, idle, digga, digga, deedle, idle, dog. All day long I'd bitty, bitty, bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I should be what I am. Who would it foil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man.
All right,
yay.
Spencer, or Tevye, as the case may be, from Fiddler on the Roof. Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, we're gonna move right along.
Please. Okay.
Because,
great.
Megan, I can't see if you're there or not.
She is.
Hey. Well, then I think people kind of know this tune.
Absolutely.
From Carmen. So we're just gonna move right on.
Okay. Perfect.
You gotta love that.
All right, from the opera Carmen, of course, and that's Megan again performing the Seguidilla.
Wow.
And the number to call, by the way, if you're enjoying all this live music here in our studios here at Red River Radio, is 800-552-8502. We're hearing the resident artists from Shreveport Opera. What's next?
Hey, what's next is Cameron, and he has something that has to do with lunch.
Yes, that's right.
Don't even tell him.
All right, I will.
Sure.
Yeah. Jump right into
this. Let's do it.
Another chocolate bun cake. You baked it just for me. You slaved all day so I could taste your favorite recipe. You served it after pot roast, mashed potatoes on the side. My plate was soaked with chicken fat and everything was fried. Well, if you love me, please don't feed me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude. But if you love me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. My cholesterol's 1,000, my pressure's up too high. My doctor says if I don't lose some weight, I'm gonna die. I'm busting out of all my clothes, my belt is way too tight. Yet you insist on stuffing me with crawfish, jambalaya, cornbread every night. Well, if you love me, please don't feed me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude, but if you love me, please don't feed me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. So after I have gorged myself and finished every drop, don't smile and serve me seconds while I'm begging you to stop. 'Cause while I love you, sweet potato pie served a la mode, if you don't stop it now, you're gonna see a man explode. Well, if you love me, please don't feed me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude, but if you love me, please don't feed me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. Now I know you're only doing like your mama taught you to, and when I see you cooking like your mama used to do, I think of how she'd sing around the kitchen every day. And I think of those 5 husbands that your mama sang away. Well, if you love me, please don't feed me. It's not that I'm ungrateful and I don't mean to be rude, but if you love me, please don't feed me, 'cause you're killing me by filling me with food. Yes, you're killing me by filling me with food.
Okay, Cameron, where did you find that? Is that some sort of New Orleans tradition that I don't know about?
No, it's a standalone piece by David Friedman from a cycle of songs called Songs from My Heart, which is wildly appropriate. And I had to leg wrestle a buddy of mine in New Orleans to get the sheet music for it because it's too good.
Well, I'm glad you won.
Yes.
That was fun.
Thank you, yes.
It's a great piece. And we hear it a lot because it's such
yes.
a great piece.
I bet. Yeah. Well, that's hysterical. We are in our spring fundraiser here at Red River Radio, and make your call right now, 800-552-8502. I hope you're having a good time listening to this, as good of a time as we're having here live. They are performing live for you, hopefully inspiring you to call right now, 800-552-8502.
Yeah, and I'd like to take a second to you know, these folks come from all over the country.
Yeah.
And you guys, could you quickly at least, again, say your name and where you're from? And that includes Ah Young. Tell her to at least put on a headset. And Ah Young, let our audience know where you're from.
I'm from South Korea.
Oh, you're going to have to get near a mic.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Hello, my name is Ah Young Kim. I'm from South Korea.
All right. Who's next?
My name is Karina Brazis. I'm originally an Army brat, but I grew up mostly in Olympia, Washington.
My name is Megan Folkerts, and I'm from Scottsdale, Arizona.
My name is Cameron Lopriori, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yay!
I'm Spencer Reichman, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
Hey, that's kind of cool. Now, if we could give if all the audience members, the listening audience out there, should just give them a hand. So, you know, yay! There you go. Hey, folks, I know you have one more selection there, an ensemble piece that probably doesn't need any, it really doesn't need any introduction. And we can go right into it. I know Ah Young is wondering what to do with her headset. There you go.
She's there. There she is.
Anyway, thanks so much for having us, guys. Thank you.
This was a great morning, and this is a perfect way to finish it up.
Silently the senses abide.
right. I think everybody knows that music from Phantom of the Opera of Andrew Lloyd Webber. That we've been listening to the resident artists of Shreveport Opera, and it's been just absolutely a delight hearing them perform live in our studios here. Karina, Megan, Cameron, Spencer, and on piano, Ayoung, and that is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, and this is your first to hear all of them.
It is, right. I mean, Cameron was here
last
before,
year,
last
right?
year, but the rest of the quartet's all new. Your pianist is new, and it's a real treat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always amazed, and this group in particular, I think they're just spectacular. I can't thank them enough for coming in this morning, and you for having us. And I also I have to make a plug for Shreveport Opera.
Please,
you know,
ahead.
We are another arts organization in this city, like the symphony, like the theaters, like the ballet, like the film center. There's so many of us out there that are vying for people to support us. And I couldn't be more proud of all of the arts groups in town, but especially for the Opera Company and what we bring to this community. And these folks are such a major, major part of that. They head out into the entire state and East Texas and South Arkansas and reach about 40,000 people, both kids and adults, every single year. And to the five of you, I thank you, and the community thanks you for all that you do in this region.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's terrific, and that you find a day to be able to come in and sing live on the air as well. That's just a treat
for
us.
So those of you listening today, write a check to Red River Radio, and then write a check to Shreveport Opera, and we'll all be thankful.
He's a good artistic director, isn't he?
There you go.
We
will not send you a pair of socks, but we will keep socks going for many, many years to come if you support us. But Red River Radio, if you write a $100 check, they will send you a pair of socks.
We will. Designer socks. Red River Radio designer socks. And, you know, these socks actually represent our region as well, because it has the little icon for each area.
Well, I love that.
And if you want two pairs,
$150.
Make your contribution right now at 800-552-8502, or you can go online at redriverradio.org. And you are listening to member-supported Red River Radio, a public radio service of LSUS. You're tuned to KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria-Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado Magnolia, and KLDN Lufkin, Nacogdoches. And we'll be getting into some more classical music here in just a moment. Guys, thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.